When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
What are we at on any injuries, guys? That
Everybody will do
today?
Everything today.
Huh?
Everybody will do everything today.
That includes Evan Neal?
Yeah. I mean, we're doing a little bit more of a walkthrough, so.
But he'll be listed as like a limited participant in practice, I assume.
Yeah, but he'll be out there. There's nobody that's not doing anything.
What is it? Darren Waller.
We'll see where we're at here. We're making progress. Getting closer.
What do you think of Waller's and Neal's chances of playing at some
point? We'll see. Go through the week and determine it at the end of the week.
Is there a strong desire to get both those guys on the field as soon as you can?
Yeah, I mean, whenever they're ready to go, then we'll have a plan for them.
The time he hurt his shoulder when on that fumble return looked like went back and watched it. He was kind of.
No, he's good.
What you think of Ojulari? He had the sack, and then also he gets criticized sometimes for his run defense, and he made a pretty good play there on the run.
Yeah, I thought he played one of his better games for us since we've been here. Played with a lot of energy, did a good job in the run game, made some play. You know, they missed that field goal. He got that big tackle for a loss, rushed well. He was making progress. I thought he played a good game.
Just to be clear on Waller for a second, when you say everyone's going to practice, does that include him?
No.
Not him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Everybody that can practice.
Oh, the Giants
will.
On
yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Dames, looked like they really wanted to hit you the other night with a lot of misdirection. I know that's part of their offense. And if you go back earlier this year, you guys seem to have a lot of problems with that, especially in the Miami game. Seemed like they caught you a lot with the pre-snap. What do you attest to? Is it just time and the defense gelling, or do you think it's something that you guys did game plan-wise that allowed you to overcome that?
Well, we made some good plays, too. I mean, that two-point play was a heck of a play by Bobby and the rest of the guys where they motioned back, handed off on the outside. There's a wide variety of runs you get nowadays in the league, whether it's jet sweeps with receivers, reverses, outside zones with receivers, kind of a different way than the traditional way. So, I think every team tries to attack edges, inside, gap, zone. I think each team differs. But I thought we played some of them exactly the way we needed to play them, and they made some good plays on some other ones.
What is it about Kayvon? Like what area have you seen the biggest improvement with him this year?
Really all of them. He's just, I've said this before, I got a high amount of respect for Kayvon. I'm glad we have him. He's made progress since the day he's walked in this door. He's got good leadership traits about him. He's a talented player. He loves the game of football. He's a great teammate. I'm glad we have him. He's really made a lot of progress, and he always strives for more. So he's done a nice job for us.
There seems to be standing out about him is the pressure percentage isn't off the charts, but when he gets his opportunities, he's turning those into sacks. Is there anything you see there, a reason why it's translating in that way?
Yeah, he's done a good job of finishing on the quarterback. We ask him to do a lot of different things in our defense, and he welcomes it with open arms. Again, I can't say enough about what a good teammate he is, but he's made a lot of progress, again, since he's been here, and it's a testament to him. It's a testament to the coaches, but he's the one out there doing it.
There's a cliche about defensive backs that they have the nose for the ball, that they just find interceptions, fumble, things like that. Is there that for a defensive lineman like Kayvon, where he just happens to consistently find himself around sacks?
There's probably some truth to that, yeah. But, I mean, he's doing a good job with our rush plan of how we're rushing players, you know, whether it's with games, pressures. You know, I give him a lot of credit. But, you know, Drew, Dre, those guys work with him a lot. And, you know, again, he's in there on afternoon meetings. And they have the whole defense up there, and different guys talk about different things. It's just a player's meeting. It's good to be able to see him to do that, too.
I think your right tackle position has stabilized now. You've had one guy in there for a while after Evans got hurt.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think the five of those guys that have been working together have continually improved. They're communicating well. There's obviously certain things we can all do better, but you know, it's good to have those five guys out there for consecutive games. And all five of them have done a good job.
What about him, particular Phillips? You know, in this stretch, he's played a bunch of games here.
Yeah, good teammate, good communicator. You know, tries to do the things we ask him to do on a consistent basis. He's out here, he does a great job at practice and in meetings of doing everything he can do to be as good as he can be on Sunday or Monday or whatever it is.
Right, how hard is it for a young quarterback to learn on the job like Tommy's been doing?
I think for any young player, the more you play, the more experience you get, the more things you see. There's always going to be mistakes. There's mistakes for everybody. Coaches, players. I think if you have the right mindset of, you know, he prepares really well. He's in here on his days off, spends a lot of time with the coaches. He tries to do everything he can do to put himself in as good a position he can. And again, as young players, whether it's a receiver, a defensive back, a quarterback, this is a difficult league, difficult assignments each week, different game plans you get. Coaches are going to game plan you different each week. And he just, you know, he's done a good job of just trying to execute his job. Right mindset, knows he's got things to work on, like we all do, but, you know, comes to work every day.
The outside world is obviously in a frenzy over here. Do you have to keep him grounded at all, or does he do that himself?
He's been pretty consistent with, again, the thing that he can control, we talk about all the time, is, you know, how you prepare each week. Each week is a different challenge. You know, we've talked about it since OTAs. Each practice was a different challenge. The limited amount of reps you get, staying focused on the things that you can control, which is not always the easiest thing, really, for anybody. But he's, you know, try to be as consistent as he can. Don't ride a roller coaster. Try to improve, whether it's your footwork, your reads, creating loose plays, whatever that may be. That's his mindset. So he's, you know, he's like a sponge. He tries to soak everything up. He knows he's, you know, got a lot to learn, but, you know, he handles himself the right way.
We saw a picture of the locker room during the celebration. You on board with that as well at this point?
I leave that to those guys. You know, just trying to put one foot in front of the other and be as good as we can.
The outside media frenzy, kind of outside stuff, stack up to your career and what you've seen surround players?
With all due respect, I try to just focus on the things in here, so and keep our guys as focused as we can of doing the things we need to try to do.
When the pass rush did get to him the other night, it seemed like he wasted no time to just get out and use his legs. Did you encourage him prior to the game to do more of that, or was that him?
Well, I think he's an instinctive player, but that's something that we talk about with, again, every quarterback is different that you coach. Everyone has a different skill set. You know, we try to coach to our quarterback that's playing. It's something that, you know, based on who you have, Pat, you emphasize it maybe less, maybe more. But, you know, he did a good job of preventing negative plays, of getting yards when he could get them, of staying on track so we could stay on schedule. I think that's important for any offense. But he did, you know, if guys can run, I encourage them to run and try to take as limited of hits as you can. But use your athletic ability to your strengths. Try to stay in positive down and distances. It's easier for everybody, play callers, quarterbacks, skilled players, linemen, to stay in favorable situations. It's hard to do. There's a lot of good defenses in this league. But certainly if you have that ability, go ahead and use it.
He had not done that in the previous two games. You know, he took some sacks. Was that like a really concerted effort to?
Yeah, I mean, we had some sacks, but it was, I mean, again, it's sacks are a result of everybody, so.
Some was certainly him.
Yeah, it was, I mean, it was everybody from put on everybody. But again, he's improving or he plays. It's not always going to happen every time, but they got a really good rush right now that we're going to have to, you know, be in a loud environment and make sure we do a good job of, you know, trying to stay on schedule the best we can against a really good defensive coach in DA and some really good players.
Is there anything that you've seen tangible in McKinney's game over the last month that has allowed him to kind of, it seems like he's taken it to another level?
He's playing good football. You know, he does a great job in the film room, great job in walkthroughs. He's been a good leader for us. He's played really, I'd say, the last month of the season, high level of football. We need him to do that.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union, a savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.